Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert you, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, known as Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, April the 22nd, Wednesday, April the 22nd, 422. That's a very, very important number, 422. That's 422, 2 plus 2 equals 4. 422 of 2015, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, I am promoting my 53rd, I think. I'm even losing count now. My 53rd book, 53. Man, that's a lot of information. So my 53rd book, again, the title of that book is Technotronics. Technotronics, my brothers and sisters, is technology the new theology? Technology replacing theology. Is technology promising you what theology promises you? You see, my brothers and sisters, when we look at the new gods of this age, they are people in the pharmaceutical community, the medical community, because, again, the word medical doctor. Medical means sorcery. Doctor means deity. So the word doctor means deity. The word medical means sorcery. So a deity of sorcery. when we look at this word technotronics, so this technology has the potential, it is promoted, it is being pushed as the new theology. Now, theology promises you something that technology now is promising you. So in this book, again, every time I release a new book, I always try to make some type of an offer. So again, everybody that's already a part of my $100 a month club, you should have already received the book in your email. So if you are a member of my $100 a month club and you've been, you know, doing your thing, and you haven't received this new book, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I'm talking about the ebook, the electronic version. If you would like the physical copy, again, you must let me know so that way I can charge you the shipping and handling. On average, anywhere from $7 to $10 for the shipping and handling, depending on what part of the country you live in. So, again, everyone that's a part of the Eagles Club, again, you guys have the 50% off as well for the book. The book sells for $199. If you are part of the $100, again, it's one book. You receive one book every month. Again, I'm rolling out one book every month for the members that are part of the $100 a month club. So you should have that book in your email this morning. Again, the title of the book is Technotronics. Technotronics, the technology of the new theology. Now, we have a democracy. The democracy has been replaced with techocracy. So the democracy is being replaced with techocracy. Let me say it again. Democracy, demonology, has been replaced with technology. Let me say it again. Demonology has been replaced with technology. Let me say that one more time. Demonology has been replaced with technology. You say, well, brother, I don't know, man. That's a stretch. Well, that was a great book. One of the books that I read while doing my research was a book entitled Technology of the Gods. Technology of the Gods, the book written by a gentleman by the name of David Childress. David Childress wrote a great book about the ancient science and the technology of the Nephilim or the Nephilim, or the technology of ancient Egypt. So if you look into this book, it talks about ancient technology. It talks about antiquity. It talks about ancient computers, flying machines. It talks about the macabre. It talks about the Great Pyramid that cannot even be duplicated with today's technology. So how in the world did Egypt start at the height of technology and then decrease? Every other civilization on the planet, except for Egypt, start small and then they grew. Let me say it again. Every citizenship, every culture started small and then they evolved, except for Egypt. Egypt started at the top and then they devolved. They fell. So how in the world did the Egyptians start at the top and then fall down? How in the world did every other civilization on the planet start off with baby steps and then they start to elevate, except for Egypt? So technocronics is the theology of ancient Egypt. Now remember, today's modern day medical or mental problems is yesterday's demonic possession. Let me say that again. Modern day medical or mental problems was yesterday's demon problems. So modern day technology is yesterday's theology. Let me say it again. Modern day technology is yesterday's theology. So the technocrats are the new gods, are the priests of the new age. Now I talk about this and I break this down inside of my book. That is why this book is so important. Again, everybody that's listening to the show today can get the book at the same price that I make it available to my members, and that's 50% off. So again, just go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Email me. Don't purchase the book on the site. Otherwise, you have to pay the full price. Just email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Let me know you heard the show, you heard the offer, and I will give that book to you for 50% off. Now, does technology embody the tenets of religious materialism, or what is called millennial, or the new millennial? Now, what does that mean? Every religion offers eternal life or immortality. Let me say it again. Every or most religions offer eternal life in exchange for your moral character or behavior. Let me say it again. Every religion offers you something in exchange for something. If you be good, you get this. If you be bad, you get this. Every religion I know. Now, my problem with religion, I'm not talking about spirituality now. I'm talking about religion. Those are two different things. Everybody thinks religion and spirituality are the same. The twain shall never meet. Religion and spirituality, I don't do religion, I do spirituality. Religion is fear-based. Religion says if you don't do A, you get B. Now, I don't know about you, brothers and sisters. If you're not even, I'm not talking about if you're an atheist. If the Bible says God has not given you a spirit of fear, and then the Bible says that God uses fear to get you to correspond, I got a big problem because now the Bible is fighting against itself. And God is not the author of confusion, the God I serve. So in my Bible, in 2 Timothy, it specifically says God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. And then you come and you tell me that if I don't go or do A, B, C, and D, I'm going to hell. And so I get saved for fire insurance. Now, the God that I serve doesn't use fear. He uses faith. Because the God I serve says without faith, he didn't say nothing about fear. He says without faith, it is impossible to please me. So the new technocrats uses fear. Right now, what's going on? Jade Ham 15. They even got the Canadian something going on up in Canada. Pretty soon we'll probably be hearing something going on in Mexico. Why? NAFTA. See, everybody forgot about NAFTA. You remember NAFTA? It was back, I think, it was the first Bush. They passed the Central America Highway or Exchange, where they opened up the borders to create one North America. So the United States, Mexico, and Canada is one big, huge country. Now, I don't know if you guys remember that, but you might want to do a little research on it. That's fear. They're telling me, now, they're just saying, oh, this is just a military exercise. But everybody's getting concerned. Why? Nobody wants to have guys running around with black suits and machine guns in the middle of the night and while you are driving around with your family. You could accidentally get shot, especially if you are a melanated individual, dark skin. Now, technology replaces theology. How? A few people call the elite. They have a lot of technology. They have a lot of science. A lot. Now, I love science. I just came from a good friend of mine, Dr. Will Hawkins, down in Houston. Be going back this weekend. He has a lot of technology. But again, does his technology replace my spirituality? No, it doesn't. Why? Anything, and this is why I like the brother, is because he agrees anything that a machine can do, you can do better. Do I need a machine to help me communicate with God? Can it help me? Absolutely. But do I need it? No. Do I need a machine to help me live a better quality of life from a health perspective? No. Do I need a machine to make me have a better relationship with other people? No. Do I need a machine to make me more physically fit? Now, I go to the gym, and at the gym they got physical fitness equipment. But everything that I can do at the gym, I can do in my garage with my own body weight. I don't need a machine. Now, do I use machines? Absolutely. But do I worship machines? No. Has machines and technology, right now I'm using technology. I'm using the internet. I got wireless internet. I'm using Blog Talk, Spreaker, any meeting. All of this is technology. But do I need technology to communicate my message today? Technology helps me reach a broader audience, but I don't worship it. I don't allow technology to control me. If I take your cell phone right now, what are you going to do? You probably pass the hell out. Why? You hooked on your technology. Now, don't get me wrong. I like my cell phone, too. But what did I do before I had a cell phone? We had beepers. We went to pay phones. We communicated. Now, cell phones helped, but when cell phones replace, we got a problem. In Western Judaism, a.k.a. Christianity, the culture has been developed around the obsession of technology. Go to any major church, most of them have a lot of technology. Again, I am not against technology. I just don't want to worship technology. I don't want to become a part of the transcendence. Remember that movie Transcendent, where basically a guy doesn't die, he becomes immortal. Because they take out his brain, they turn his brain into a computer program. Now, if you haven't seen the movie Transcendent, I highly recommend that you see that movie. Why? That's their goal. Their goal is immortality. Their goal is to become a god. They want to be God. They want to be like God. Now, all you got to do right now is activate your 12 strands of your DNA, and you will have the same attributes and characteristics, but you ain't God. Don't get it twisted. Please don't get it twisted. Please don't quote me and say, hey, man, I heard Dr. Will. He said you can be a god. That's not what I'm saying. I am saying that if you understand that your DNA has two strands that you exist in right now, how do I know? As I talked about inside of my book, The Metaphysics of New Clay. Now, I can use technology, which is what everybody is promoting, to activate your 12 strands of DNA. Now, how do I tell you to activate your 12 strands of your DNA? The same thing that I did. What did I do? I was, one, willing to ask questions. Number two, I was authentic with myself, not others. I said, self, something's wrong with you. You need to get your shishnets together. So I looked myself in the mirror. I'm not trying to change nobody else. I'm changing myself. I'm not trying to change my children. I'm not trying to change my wife. I'm not trying to change my neighbors. I'm not out preaching like I used to. I ain't going downtown to the farm shelter like I used to. I'm not going out passing no tracks like I used to. I'm not going out telling everybody if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you're going to hell. I'm not using fear no more, homie. I'm not using fear no more. Because why? Fear is Luciferian. Let me say that again. Fear is Luciferian. And so if you're using fear, if you're doing anything, why do you go to work this morning? If you went to work this morning because you're afraid, welcome to the desert of Lucifer. If you married because you're afraid, you've been conned. If you got saved because you needed fire insurance, you got a counterfeit conversion. When you stand before the Father, he will say, you're going to say, Father, I did this in your name. I did that in your name. He will say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. Why? You're a technocrat. Now, in this book, I break down that everything that you embody, everything that you embody promises the exact same thing that religion embodies. Now, this was, again, talked about inside of the one of the other books that was written a long time ago called The Theology of the Gods. All the current theology was given to us by the Nephilim. Everything. Everything, every weapon, every atomic weapon, metallurgy, heavy machinery, wearing of lipstick, wearing of makeup, perfume, smell good stuff, crystal gazing, sun gazing, anything that you can tell me that you do on this planet right now, I can go to the book of Enoch and show you that a fallen angel taught it to you. Now, he didn't teach it to you personally. He taught it to your elders, and they passed it down. In fact, it's inside of your genes. So what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to jump off a cliff? Are we supposed to hang ourselves? No, we're supposed to overstand. Why? When you see, it no longer have power over you. Let me say it again. What you see disembowels. What you don't see disembowels you. What you do see empowers you. Let me say it again. What you don't see disembowels you. It sucks your energy. What you do see empowers you. It gives you energy. So you got to stay in the dark until you can see in the dark, until the dark has no power over you. Everybody's afraid. Everybody's running around like scared chickens. Especially in Christendom, because they teach fear. Stop tithing and see what happens. Stop going to your church, see how fast they call you. Hey, I'm just checking on you, man. Everything going all right? Notice you haven't been to church the last 3 days. You need me to come out and do a home visit? Why? See, technology is being used by theology to replace theology. Before, everybody used to depend on God. Now everybody depends on some mechanical art or device. Now, I'll break this down inside of the book again. Title of the book is Technotronics. Chapter 1, I talk about the culture of elitism. Do you know what elitism is? Elitism says that there is chapter 2 is the mindset of the elite. Elitism says that I'm better than you because I got more knowledge and technology than you. Notice how the powers that be, they carry themselves different from the peasants. It's no different from the old school days of the kings and the peasants. So in chapter 1 and chapter 2, we break this down inside the book. In chapter 3, we break down the term that I've been throwing around, which is techocracy, that has replaced demonocracy or democracy. Then in chapter 4, I break down technotronics. In chapter 5, I break down cybernetics. If you've never heard of that term, it is a cookie blower. Psycho or cybernetics. Now, it has many terms, but basically it's psycho, P-S-Y-C-H-O, psycho. Now, psycho, when I was coming up, had a negative connotation. It just means psychology. It means mind. But cybernetics, cyber, has to do with the ether and the internet, netics. They're connecting. So there's a cyber net. It is a net that uses technology. Now, again, this is nothing new. You guys know that we live in a triune hex. You live in a hexagon, mathematical. You live in a hexachord, musical. And you live in a hexagram, linguistical. That is the triune hex. Now, psychologically, I can trap you inside of cybernetics. Now, cybernetics is one of the most dangerous things because it's the secret. That's what was on Oprah. It was a rehashing of the book Cybernetics that I read back in 1980. Now, all of a sudden, it comes back, and I'm like, hey, the secret, the law of attraction, you know, put your mind on it, focus on it, bam, you can have anything you want, you can be anything you want, you can be like God. I'm like, yeah, I read all that stuff in a book called Think and Grow Rich, and a book called Cybernetics, and a book called Thinking Big. That's what got me into the self-help improvement. And then the Father says, Negro, there ain't no self. Have you not read in the book of Galatians, says that I have been crucified with Christ? It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So what does that mean? That means, my brothers, that you over, under, and understand that you have a higher self. You got 10 other strands of DNA, that these two strands of DNA that you think is you, that's the false you. That's the flesh. We can't. The Bible tells us that we shouldn't walk in the flesh. The Bible tells us to walk in the spirit so that way we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. So this leads me to chapter 6 of the book, Transhumanism. Trans means to transfer. Humanism means hue, color, man, your being. So I want to transfer how you be, transhumanism. Transhumanism, wow, you guys got to read the book. I break down transhumanism and how you are unknowingly being mind elf. The Bible says be ye transformed, but before it says that, it says be not conformed. Houston, we have a problem. Everybody I know, they are conforming to the world, so now you are a transhumanist. You don't even understand. I didn't until I did the research. And I was like, oh, man, friendship with this world makes me an enemy of God. Maybe that's why I got problems. Sister Helen posted in the chat room about cyborgs. You ever notice? What about the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger? What was the title of the movie? Oh, man, RoboCop. No, not RoboCop. I forgot the name of it. He was half machine, half human. That's where they're going. They want to make you like God by adding technology to you. You can live forever. Why is there a promotion of artificial limbs using technology? So the soldiers come back missing limbs, and we see them on TV and on the news with a new artificial arm. Remember the guy in the Olympics with no legs? What in the world was he doing in the Olympics? Running with guys with legs. See how they slowly get you to accept it? Technology, the new theology. You want to be like God? All you got to do is take on a little technology, homeboy. Same thing that Lucifer, remember when Lucifer took Jesus up on the mountain and he says, all these kingdoms I will give unto you if you bow down and worship me. So how do you worship technology? Now remember, worship means attention. Period, point blank, case closed. Whatever you give your attention to is what you worship. So let me ask you a question. If I followed you around all day, what do? Where does your money go? Wherever your attention goes and your money goes, that's your God. Let me be crystal clear. Wherever your attention goes, wherever your intention goes, that's your God. Most people spend a lot of time with technology. So in this book, you need to make sure you get your hands on it because chapter 7, I dropped the gauntlet. Chapter 7 and chapter 8 is a little rough. I'm going to warn you up front. Chapter 7 is the God spell. Chapter 8 is the end game. What is the end game? What is the final, what is the reason why they're doing all of this stuff? Chapter 9, Cookie Blower. Chapter 9 deals with nanotechnology. Now, brothers and sisters, very powerful. Because nanotechnology is technology you can't see. It's nanobots. They can introduce them into your body. You don't even know it. That's a culture of elitism. Elitism, again, is the belief or the attitude that some individuals who are in this select group have certain ancestral, blood, high intellect, wealth, training, attributes that allows them to be greater than everybody else. Do you know that certain people, blood, the royal blood, the blue blood, they believe they're better than everybody else? Why? That's elitism. I'm better than you because of my blood type. I'm better than you because of my economic status. I'm better than you because of my training. I'm better than you because of my experience. I'm better than you because of my life path number. There's a lot of ways that you can be an elitism or be a part of the elite, and you don't even understand. So it's very, very important, my brothers, that you understand and get a copy of this book. Chapter 10, wow, deals with scientism. Now, that's an interesting word in itself. It's the worship of science. Again, a part of my organization is science. Eagles Club stands for Eagerly Advancing Godly Living and Economics, Scripturally and Scientifically. But do I worship science? See, I use science to verify my spirituality. I don't use science to establish my spirituality. Yeah, big difference. A lot of people use science. Without science, they can't go forward. If I got science, great. But if I don't have science, I'm still stepping. I'm still moving forward. So scientism is a very, very dangerous word. It's something that you want to overstand. Again, you want to make sure that you get a copy of this book, because scientism established a type of scientific method by which everything is established. Scientism says science is the truth, not a truth. Scientism has been around for a long, long time. Scientism is replacing spiritualism with science. Now, I got this and I explained this inside of the book. Why? Because you must understand, because it's coming. It's already been slowly introduced, and it shows that, oh, yeah, science is good. Now, everything that science can do, you can do. Scientism is simply an exaggerated belief in science, because scientism is like a scientist. It claims that the method of modern natural science trumps the method of spiritual science. What is spiritual science? Spiritual science simply states, I go into my room. The Bible says you go into your closet and in private, and your God will reward you in open. That's spirituality. Scientism says you take out a sheet of paper and you do some math. You do some music, and you do some language, you do some equations, and then you take that to the public and you reward it. This is the our idealization of science over private, over a personal, private, productive, prosperous, peaceful relationship with the Father. Science don't and can't trump a personal, private, productive relationship with the Father through the Son. Let me say it again. Science cannot replace your relationship with the Son. And I'm not talking the S-U-N, I'm talking about the S-O-N. And the final chapter of the book, brothers and sisters, is brainwave entrainment. Brainwave entrainment, oh man, entertainment brings about entrainment. Let me say it again. Brainwave entrainment. It means you enter, you train, so that way you can contain. So how do I contain you? How do I control you? I train you. How do I contain you? I manipulate you. How do I manipulate you? Entertainment. So I put you in front of the idiot box. I put you in front of a soap opera. I put you in front of, some reality show. I put you in front of a football game. Now, you guys know I used to worship football. That's why I walked away from it. When I started playing football and I saw that the amount of control that football had on me, last year I didn't even watch the Super Bowl, the whole thing. I don't watch football anymore. Every once in a while I watch football. While I used to worship football, football was my God. I didn't do it. If the game was on, oh, man, if you was dying, hold up. You know, hopefully you'll be alive. I can give you CPR after the game. But I wasn't about to miss the game. I might try to, you know, get a couple of heart compressions in during a commercial. But if you was choking and a big play was on, God bless you. I used to worship football because I was trained. My brainwave pattern was a what is called a brainwave likening. Using an EEG machine, you can establish and you can read someone's brainwave pattern. Now, brothers and sisters, there is theta, there's delta. Theta, delta, gamma, alpha, and gamma, beta, and alpha rays. That's four of them, basically. These gamma waves are manipulated through sound or binary beats. Why are they promoting binary beats? Now, you got little kids, right? My son said, "Hey, Dad, I want some new Dr. Dre binary beats." Man, you know what they do? That de-ravels your DNA. Now, I'm doing a show, how to activate your DNA. Guess what the Cosmogratto got? He got a show called How to Deactivate Your DNA. How is it done? Binary beat. What is a binary beat? Binary beats play two separate frequencies in your ear at the same time. In your left ear, there's one frequency, and the right ear, there's another frequency. Binary beat. What does that do? Confusion. The brain needs to establish one frequency. You got two. Binary means two. And they're selling these binary beats like hotcakes because why? All of the athletes are wearing them. What does it do? Brainwave entrainment. What this does is it uses auditory method by which to change a brainwave pattern and to actually recreate a state of mind. So if I want to put a state of poverty into your head, I put it in the form of a binary beat. And what happens? While you sleep, you focus or you create poverty. It is the ability to recreate the brain using technology. Brothers and sisters, they ain't playing. This is real. It's called brain wave mapping or remapping. It is the ability to use frequency to bring about a brain wave entrainment, which brings about containment. So that way you stay in your little box. Well, I'm thinking for you now. I don't know if you understand, but this, brothers and sisters, out of everything that I've talked about in the book, now they haven't brought out the what is called mono auditory beat. That's on the way. And then they have a isochronic tone or isochronic beat. Watch. It's coming. It's coming down the pipe. This is what neuro-linguistical trainers have been doing. Now, NLP, again, I took that class long time ago. Neuro-linguistical programming, how to train or program the neurons of the brain using technology. This is the new it's called the tri-hypno-technology, meaning three. Tri means three, hypnosis, hypno. So I'm going to use a triad to train you with technology. Now, before they used math, music, and language. Now they're using technology. This is called brainwave entrainment. This is coming down the pipe. It's already here. Stage one is here. Technotronics is here to stay. You need to understand it so that way it doesn't affect you and your children. All of this is inside of this book. Again, title of the book is Technotronics, the Science and Metaphysics of Technology. Brothers and sisters, you need to get your hands on this book. Again, I'm making it available for 50% off today. Again, just email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I break down technology, electronics, and communication, how the science and metaphysics of technotronics and the elite, how the elite, the technocrats, are using technology, electronics, and cell phones or communications to control you. Make sure you get your hands on a copy of this book, brothers and sisters, because this has the potential to totally destroy everything that I'm doing when it comes to activating your DNA. How do you destroy your DNA? binary beats, fluoride in the water, chemtrails in the air. That all destroys your DNA. How do you reactivate your DNA? Being willing to listen to God, being authentic with God, and being available for God. That's how you activate your DNA. My brothers and my sisters, again, please join me for my 12-hour series, private, not offered to the public. Email me. Again, the cost of that is $100. Email me, masterteacher33@gmail.com, for more information about the book or my 12-hour series on the metaphysics of new clay, how to activate the 12 strands of your DNA instead of just operating on two. This is what is called the glow ray or the glorified body, the new glorified body. Glorified means glow ray. This is the new body that Yahushua was talking about. My brothers and my sisters, again, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you using fear. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but know this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circling scenes, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Delusions, dreams, it really doesn't matter. You better get your energy and put it in the